lovely afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side. 27 minutes gone past 12. I am Gabriella. We're going to kickstart a conversation by saying happy World Mental Health. Okay, it was yesterday, but I can as well say that as well. You know, happy World Mental Health Day. This is a conversation that we can never get tired of sustaining, especially in a time where, you know, such conversations have not been mainstream as they should have. I was listening to Jude on Hello Pataka talk about this, and I mean I was just concurring to a lot of the things that many of the callers they've mentioned, and how we need to prioritize, you know, our mental health. It's not just relegated to people who are roaming the streets naked, but every single individual needs to care for their mental health. The way you take care of your personal hygiene is the same way you should care for your mental stability. You know, it comes in varying degrees, you know, mental disorder, you know, and if we don't learn about mental health and mental care, how then can we identify when there's a problem or a disorder in the making? So once again, a happy World Mental Health Day. Take care of your mental health. Speak to someone if you have to. Air that feeling, that emotion, if you have to, you know, and seek help when necessary. I'd have to state that again. We're going to kickstart a conversation today where the federal government moving teachers' retirement age from 60 to 65. Just recently, the vice president, in commemorating the World Teachers' Day celebration, mentioned that plans were still underway. Remember when this conversation first sprung up and people were contemplating, rejecting, you know, solidly advocating otherwise? And it seemed as though, you know, that idea had died down. But the vice president has reiterated the federal government's plan to move teachers' retirement age from 60 to 65. Now, the question I'd like to be asking you is this a reward or a curse for teachers in Nigeria? If you are a teacher as well, this conversation is for you. At 1 p.m., the news updates right after BBC Talk Your Own comes about 1:30. And I'll be joined by your series and family matters by 2 o'clock. That's the package on the Sunny Side. I'm Gabriella. Welcome once again to the show.
Different ideologies.
Different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
So the Vice President, Yemi Osinbajo, has said that efforts are on the way to increase the retirement age of teachers in Nigeria, in Nigeria's public service, that is, from 60 years to 65. Now, he disclosed this on Tuesday last week while he was hosting at the presidential villa in Abuja, the Teacher of the Year, the 2020 winner of the Teacher of the Year Awards as part of the 2021 World Teachers' Day celebration. He said that there are also moves to employ teachers into the public service, starting from level 8 as against level 7. He went on to say that it's important, it's very important to reward teachers. And according to him, the federal government on its part has been doing a bit of work in trying to improve a lot of teachers. For example, there is a policy now, though not a law yet, it's still in the National Assembly, about moving the retirement age of teachers in the public service from 60 to 65 years. That's an additional 5 years. Also looking at their remuneration. And he also went on to say that, you know, one of the many questions that have arisen in the past is when the teacher comes into the public service, they used to come in at level 7, which is not the level that a graduate will come in. So there is a plan by the federal government to increase entry level from 7 to 8. That seems a good thing, isn't it? But I want to hear from you if you are a teacher. Is this a reward or a curse? Moving retirement age from 60 to 65. I asked several people what they thought about this before I came on radio. I asked so many people, my friends, my acquaintances, you know, some of my colleagues as well. I did ask, what do you think about this? How would you feel if your 65-year-old father or mother had to go to school to teach. You know, what do you think about them working an extra 5 years? The vice president's argument is the fact that they're going to have 5 extra years additional remuneration added soon. Maybe that would somewhat impact on their pensions and gratuity, you know. So that obviously would impact on the amount that they eventually enjoy. But think about it. Is this a reward or a curse for our teachers? Should this be the priority as against improving the welfare of the already existent working teachers? And looking at the entire system that covers and governs, you know, public teachers in Nigeria, what are some of the changes you would like to see from their welfare to their treatment to, you know, provision for, you know, working tools, as it were, infrastructure to help them be productive better? What are some of the things that you would like see? The changes, that is, you would like see in our teaching system across the country. The phone lines are open. The floor is yours now. Let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Is moving the retirement age from 60 to 65 for our teachers a reward, or is it a curse? We're also on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon, Atika Drella.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
My name is Barry Digiadom. I'm calling you from Gokana.
You're welcome.
Whether it is a reward or cost, for me, I see it as a reward, though. Because some people still got something to offer at the age of 61, 62, and up to 65. What the federal government should do for teachers, they should make it more juicy. They should double their pay, take care of them very well, so that many people will be encouraged to go into the teaching profession. Thank you, Auntie Gabriella.
All right. Thank you very much, Barry, for your comments. Good afternoon. To call back, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook, so you can watch us as you drop your comments at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. Good afternoon. Turn off your radio and go ahead.
See, what I want to say about adding is in teachers' retirement. See, you know, in Nigeria they have culture of one person equal something. You see, this is what they want to achieve. If teachers are the ones that eat less salary, add more salary and make school attractive to people. Leave all this extending years, because there are many people who want to do that same teacher, they will never get the work. So what do we do? Ask money for them and make the school well, so that those who go to school will enjoy the school. Stop by all this extending years for people, That's why our president right now is almost 8 years. He's still in power. When I was small boy in 1983, he was still he's a president at that time. Now he said, when am I going to be my own president? I'll be welcome this world to follow them. That's it now.
All right. Thank you very much for that. We've got some comments on WhatsApp. This here says, hello, Gabby. Good afternoon. For me, I do not think it's a blessing. How can you increase the working age from 60 to 65 after so many years of service? And when it's time for them to receive pensions, they begin to delay their pensions. I think at 60, you have come to the climax of your productivity as an adult. There is very little you can give. Think about your 65-year-old father or mother marking school scripts and chasing children up and down in their schools. With what strength and energy Will they have to do that? I don't think it's a blessing, Gabby. I think it's more of a curse than the other. Thank you very much, Ruchano. Thank you very much for your comments. Good afternoon, you're welcome. You want to call back 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. And on Facebook, it's at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. Let's see, comments on WhatsApp still. This here says, good afternoon, Gabby. For me, it's a blessing if the government cannot pay better our teachers, at least let them make more money in their gratuity. If they work 5 extra years, think about how much that will increase their gratuity when they retire. So I think it's a good one by the federal government. That's from PK from USD Roundabout. Thank you very much, PK, for that one. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Oh dear. Apologies for that. Please call back. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0009. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
My name is Victor Bonda. I'm calling from Portsmouth.
You're welcome.
I would say, in a way, the increment of the year from 60 to 65, in a way, it's a blessing. That is, if you, as a teacher now, if you have the strength to continue. Someone actually said that at 65, may not really also have that strength to, like, do a lot of the school. I also have also seen that at that point in time, you must have gotten to a grade level where you may not necessarily do much of the job. Maybe you might be a principal then. So it's a blessing, anyway. So, but I think the important thing that they should be doing now is to increase the teacher salary and make the job very juicy for teachers.
But the question right now is, how many 65-year-olds, or rather, let's even put it within that cap, how many 62 or 63-year-olds would be principals of their schools? Imagine having 5 teachers within that age bracket. Who then becomes principal, and what happens to the rest of them?
It's not just the office of the principal. You have a HODs, you have vice principals. In a school, you can have 2 vice principals, HODs. These set of people, they don't really do much. In a school, you have more hands, like teachers. They don't really go to class to teach. They don't help to organize the school activities.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you very much for your thoughts. You too. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. Still taking your comments on WhatsApp. This here says, good afternoon, Gabby. For me, it is a curse, a beg. Nothing good can come out of Nigerian government. Come on. Good afternoon.
Hello, madam.
Yes, you're welcome. Go ahead.
For me, I see that they should increase their package instead of extending the year for them.
Mm.
But it doesn't make any sense of increasing the year and to increase their package and their welfare.
So if they were to increase their package, what would you like for it to become?
A 66 is okay.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you very much. If you are a teacher, especially here in River State, I would like that you call in. I would like to hear from the horse's mouth. So because again, this is a conversation just for you. It is your show. So please call in if you're a teacher. How does this make you feel? Are you excited about working 5 extra years or not? Please call in and let's talk. Good afternoon, you're welcome. All right, do all to call me back. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Let's take some comments on WhatsApp. Frank of Confidence says, extending the tenure of teachers retirement would block recruiting the younger generation into teaching career, increase teachers' salaries and welfare, and let them retire alongside other professions. They shouldn't make it look as though teaching is the only important profession. What about the essential workers? Will their tenure be extended to? Good question. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Go ahead.
For me, I think it's a welcome development. Looking at university, as the case said, we are more the teachers, especially the first time I've had issues because of that. Even by working at extra 5 years, the teachers will be happy to have extra 5 years. But what about the welfare package? The ones put in place already, are they being taken care of by the government? There are things to be done to enable this to motivate them. It's just like you employing someone in your company. There's no package motivating them. The endpoint is there, will not be there. That is why you most likely see some students coming from private school or more than that government school. Whereas we have the more qualified teachers in the public school than government in private sector. So I think the government should look at where they do have to make their package more motivating, so that the teachers will also be encouraged in doing the best they can. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much as well. Good afternoon. Apologies for that. Please call back 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Mother, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Please turn off your radio. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm Adozy.
Go ahead.
I'm Evangelist Adozy, calling you from
Go ahead.
Please, in respect of this age they are having, is police inclusive or the workers?
For teachers. Teachers only.
Okay, only teachers.
Yes.
For example, my husband is a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He has work. No money to take the activity for a good 60 years. And now they are planning to add more 5 years. Why are they feeling their stress? Nigeria, there is nothing to write in about them. They are confused in this country.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. You know, while she was speaking, I was thinking in my head, which should be more important? Increasing, you know, their working period of time or improving, you know, their working condition, as well as ensuring gratuity payments and pensions as well. Which on a scale? I'm sure we both know the answer to that. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. So, increase their welfare, salary, and working conditions. That will make them happy, ready to work. Not the age. I would advocate that if only government will give the teachers the right wages, you will see the top load will be impacted to the children. Because it is a vocation. Teaching work is a vocation. It's a thing that is in them. Then giving them all these allowances will further bring out that character in them to teach, to lecture, and to impart knowledge in their world. And again, all the allowances, those days they used to give them some allowances, housing allowances, and so on and so forth. All those things have been curtailed. It's no longer there. Brother, you see our teachers. You understand?
Mm.
If a teacher is
well, even at 60, we wouldn't know if that person is up to that age. We will see them very elegant, strong, and ready to walk. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. This 65-year retirement thing that the Vice President is advocating for now, does it include lecturers in the institution? Again, I would also like to know if the question of retirement age, as some people are saying that somebody at 65 will not be able to be active enough to deliver. I'm surprised. Our president is in his 70s or thereabouts now.
Okay.
I was carrying the lead of the entire nation at that point. Nobody has questioned it. So why would 65 be too old to switch or to stay doing active service? If these are politicians, some of them are mid-60s and some early 70s, some mid-70s, some of them early 80s, and they are still actively serving in their various capacities. I don't know why somebody should be questioning the visibility of a teacher to serve at 62, 63, 64, up to 65. So please, I think it is a good suggestion from the Vice President and need to be questioned. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
It's a curse. A bad woman that is injurious to humanity. I don't know when last you went to either the state secretariat or the federal government and see some of these elderly men and women. Let me say they are so old and see the way they are performing and acting over there. And those of them who also falsify their age and nature is now telling on them that you know that this person is even above 60 years for retirement. But who the shirt is older in 45 years, you still have 10 years to go. How they are vibrating. Now we are talking about a teaching profession that you are going to talk. Talk is energy. I believe that the welfare package is better. Most of these teachers, if they show their BP here, you will run the Ugadi. Shouting, being hypertensive, some children will not even listen.
Oh my, this is like, please call back. We're going to wrap up shortly. Let's take some comments on Facebook. Ernest on Facebook says, it's actually kind of a curse because a man at 60 is already 60% inactive, if you ask me. So many things become work for these people. Ensuring the payment of salary is enough for these people. 60 years is old age, and it's an age to rest. Amen. Ara someone says, at 60, most teachers should be chilling. The young shall grow. Aham Kakubari says, it's a big time curse. The humble bishop says, good afternoon, Gabby. This is not a blessing, but a curse. How can you increase their retirement age without increasing their salary? Why not reducing the age so that others can still enter the system? All we need now is a reformation. I suggest that the school reduce it to 60 so that fresh graduates can still impart the knowledge into the younger ones. That's from the humble bishop from Lower Gokana. Ryan Warnock says, to some of the teachers, it will be a blessing because there are some of them who go the extra mile to falsify their dates of birth to increase their service years. Personally, I think it should be made optional to these teachers where they get to decide if they can continue to in service or retire. For those that are saying at 60 plus, one cannot function as a teacher. Our presidents and lots of our top politicians are way above that age. It's not a general thing. Individuals differ. Arinza says, it seems we do not know what we're doing again in this country. Politicians should for ones reason, well, at 65, you should be reaping what you sow. I think it's a curse. Let's see. Bree Wen says, others no go teach. They won't be employing you and fresh teachers. All right. So we have comments on WhatsApp. Emmanuel says, hello, Gabby. I think it's an eternal curse to teachers. I'm even thinking about personal retirement because I'm a teacher in the state. 8 years, no promotion, no increment of salary. I'm not even sure of pension after service. As for gratuity, River State government has stopped that forthwith. So what is the joy of staying in service that long? This is my pay slip for level 8, step 4. And I have worked for 8 good years. Not be juju be that. Wow. So I'm actually looking at his pay slip right now. He attached his pay slip. 8 years? And you still earn this every month? Wow, that is really sad. Really sad. We'll take a final call and wrap the conversation up. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's obvious because let's not start bringing our sentiments into this. First of all, how old is Osibanjo? Osibanjo should be clocking 60 something, or even late 60. He's fighting for his people. He's fighting for his age mates. Is he a teacher? Did he go back to teach? No. He has seen and he has found out that teachers at this age in Nigeria need help, if you ask me. Not minding how they are being fed, their gratuities and the rest of them not being improved. But let me ask you something. It's a clear lesson to we, the young ones. When we are voting, we should vote the youths. The youths should think about us. So it's a clear message. Thank you very much. OG from Modemaya.
OG, thank you so much. On that note, we've got to wrap the conversation up.